Hi, you're listening to Go See a Show, the Off-Off-Broadway podcast. Regular listeners to the podcast will know that I love the pairing of theater and beer. On today's episode, we've got a company that, instead of bringing beer to the theater, ER, is bringing theater, RE, to the bar. In addition to adding alcohol to art, Letter of Mark Theater Company has the high ideal of making theater a cultural necessity, and that's an ideal I can get behind. So they're traveling their new show, Bully Me Down, around to various bars in the borough of Brooklyn with the price tag of pay what you will. And now, here are playwright Nolan Kennedy and actor Welland H. Scripps of Bully Me Down. Take a listen.
Great. I like to start with everybody's name on the mic so there's a voice with a name.
Great, I'm Welland Scripps.
And I'm Nolan Kennedy.
Nolan is the playwright. Both these gentlemen are in the show. The show is Bully Me Down, and we are at Hank's Saloon. You will not catch it at Hank's Saloon by the time that I post this episode. However, you might catch it at a bar near you in Brooklyn, all you hipster jerks. So I was in Brooklyn for 5 years. I'm just teasing. So the show is really hard to describe for me. I always ask the guests to describe the show, but I'm not even going to try this time. What's your elevator pitch on this show?
Bully Me Down is a show that follows loosely three different storylines. One of them being Captain Kidd, which is an actual... he was a privateer, and he was hanged as a pirate. So it's kind of taken a little bit of historical data from that and following his crazy life. The next one follows a teenager named Bobby Culliford, who is a victim of bullying, and subsequently him and his mom start an anti-bullying group called SPAB.
Inspired by real life, but not a real... There's no real Bobby, right?
There's no real Bobby, but it was based off of, I think, 7 or 8 different stories that I sort of, like... I mean, particularly describing bullying... and the third one is Edward Snowden's story and kind of imagining what's happening to him in Russia and what might happen to him in the near future if he continues to piss off the president. essentially, the story kind of looks at like kind of what being bullied versus being a bully, what it means to be respected and what it means to be feared. And also, I think it looks into a little bit of what it is to be a hero or a traitor.
And what's struck me watching the show is that nobody's hands are clean, which is really fascinating. So why did this show come out for you, Nolan, and why, I mean, for the both of you, as Letter of Mark Theater Company, why do this show?
Our other co-founder, Scarlett, puts it really nicely in that we kind of wanted to do like a self-titled album kind of show. So it's drawing on these piratical privateer stories and ideas. And it also is dealing with what's happening around us. So this idea of what's private and what's not private. Via the internet and the World Wide Web, and Snowden is a perfect like personification of all this. And then this whole bullying, people are calling it a bullying epidemic, but it's not an epidemic. It's been happening forever.
We have different tools to proliferate it now.
Yes. Well, now it's all out in the open, and we've got various means of conveying our implements of destruction to other people. So it's, why are we doing this show as our first full production? Like I said, it's a self-titled album, but we really wanted to shoot for the stars. We're offering it for free, which, in our mission, it's not, we don't say we offer free theater. We offer it at affordable costs to our audience or for no cost to our audience. So we're trying to go, pardon the expression, balls to the wall with this, by doing a show that Nolan here wrote. We're kind of still writing it, and we're using improv and all of our skill sets as actors and directors and artists, really. This is what we're aiming for with our first show. It's a time of discovery for us as a new company. And it's a time to dream big.
It's something that's interesting, too, about the play is that it does seem to be this collision of the personal and the political, a collision of the private and the public. And that's kind of what you're doing as a company in many ways, too. We've got, like I said, we're outside of Hank's Saloon, which is in, is it technically Borum Hill? Is that where we are?
I think so.
We're at the corner of 3rd Avenue in Atlantic. Let's just say we're down the street from BAM. Hank's is a really great place to catch a random, awesome rock band Wednesday through a Sunday night. But this Sunday night, you could have caught, if you were here on May the 4th, you would have caught Letter of Mark. So part of what drew me to come see the show tonight was the idea that this was happening in a bar, and that even if I didn't come and shove a microphone in your faces, I could have come to see the show without buying a ticket. And I think that's really interesting. Why that? I mean, you kind of started to get into that one, but like, what do you, can you talk more to that idea of like putting theater in a bar?
Yeah, absolutely. Want to go?
Oh, yeah, sure. So much of, I guess, our generations, we're all kind of young.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. All right. But as far as is the younger generations go, theater is not like on the top of people's lists unless you're in the field, and or you, you know, your partner is in the play or and you're required to go. But we really wanted to bring theater to that generation to reestablish it as a cultural necessity. And we believed that a great first step to do that was to do a fully produced show where the people are. And that's why we decided to do it in bars. So we set up this whole bar tour, and which allowed us to actually then communicate and start a relationship with a ton of like local businesses, which is really cool, to begin to, I guess, propagate this idea that we're making theater something that doesn't cost $100, something that isn't, you know, binding by this larger kind of pre-existing structure of what theater could or should be or is to people, and instead bring it much closer to kind of a Shakespearean model of it's a bunch of players, they're up on stage, they're aware of the audience, they're engaged with the audience in a way that the fourth wall never existed for us. And it won't exist for us because we believe that this kind of art only works if you're totally having a conversation with real people.
You're fighting the good fight, my man. Yeah. I love that you're wearing a Second City shirt, as we spoke about right before
Second
I turned
City
on the
London.
Mic. Second City London, which as we noted, does not exist anymore. However, it's... that is, in my limited research of Second City, that's kind of what they were up to as well, like putting the theater in the bar. And part of what I also remember, we talked about Jeffrey Sweet's book real quick, they had kind of ran into something of a little problem where it was like, oh, well, we're doing these shows in this working class Polish neighborhood. Maybe this isn't exactly who wants this theater. So I'm all that is to say, like, to bring it back to this is not your first stop in this little tour of Brooklyn bars. Tonight's audience was pretty down. There was a couple folks in the bar that were not specifically there to watch the show. But as soon as the show started, and you said, like, hey, we're going to do a show, listen if you want. And they listened. They were into it. And, you know, they drank their beers and they carried on enjoying the show as opposed to just carrying on as a normal night in Hank's Saloon. So have you had any interesting conversations, I guess spontaneous audience eruptions from doing this show elsewhere?
Yes, and yes in some other ways.
I'd love to hear it all.
Yeah, that
whatever you're willing to share.
Pretty good, man.
Fifth Estate down on Fifth Avenue, they're a really welcoming bar. It's like, that's kind of like a home base for us. They're the kind of bar that they may as well have a black box theater in the back room. So they, like the manager and the owner, like, really jazzed about us, which is kind of sweet. It's something that we discovered with our last sort of, what's that word that I'm looking for? The beta show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gifts, which we did last season, and we brought Bully Me Down to them last week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. And it went really well. And we had a lot of good feedback. It was our first show. It you know, it was like a man falling downstairs. But we got a lot of good feedback from it, and despite whatever we thought, it was really enjoyed by the audience and by the people who own the bar. Now, on the flip side of that coin, we did have the experience of Whole Foods. Should I even talk about that?
You can.
I'll say only good things. They are a very family-friendly establishment, which we kind of knew going in. And I personally was thinking, yeah, maybe this isn't such a great idea. But anyway, as it turns out, after weeks of like going back and forth with them, we got everything set up, and like the corporate guys came down. You can't do this, 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 and this, and this, which are all part of our show. I won't say what this, 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 and this is. So we said, okay, I guess we will pack up and go. So, yes, there's a lot of different reactions and explosions.
I got to say to that, because I, you know, it was sad. I really wanted to do a show with them because they have this great venue to do it in. Yeah. But I think that's an indication of the art is powerful enough to affect people. It's not blasé. Right. It's not ignorable.
And they were responding to the poster.
Yes. Yes. The poster was too much. I think that's intentional. Like we're really trying to not do boring theater.
Yeah.
And I think that already we have proved ourselves more than once to have an effect on the venues that we're going into. So I'm actually really excited about it. I think that's a great thing, and I think it's cutting your teeth in New York City as a brand new theater company is hard. And I've said it before, but I feel like, you know, if you're gonna like go for it in New York, you gotta go for it. You can't just spit in the pond. You gotta like dump a bucket, like a huge thing in there.
You gotta take a dump in it. Right?
Totally, totally. And then say like, that's what I did. That's art now. And see if people respond to that and come back to your future shows.
So letter of mark is that theater company taking a dump in your pond, New York. So, what is next for you guys?
Well, we've got three more weeks of Bowling Me Down. It's an ever-changing show for many reasons. You know, one major reason being we're doing it in new venues all the time, so things are changing. Audiences are changing depending on where we're going. But after Bowling Me Down, we're doing Fortune's Take.
Yeah.
A Pirate Casino Carnival. It's a big party with lots of bands and poker. There's a poker tournament. All funny money and all proceeds go to benefit the arts, specifically Letter of Mark, providing free and affordable theater to our audience. Come down. It's at Little Field in Gowanus. It's going to be a hell of a time, a lot of fun.
June 21st.
On June 21st. That's right. After that, next season is a completely new season, and we'll be workshopping probably a Shakespeare play.
Nice.
And bringing back gifts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For the Christmas season?
Yeah.
Yes.
See if we can run it for a little bit longer.
We'll do a longer run. It'll be a newer play. It's cool. It's very stylized, and then it evolves into becoming contemporary, and there's a little bit of cabaret in there. It's a lot of fun, heartwarming, sad, happy.
There are all the things you want
slice
around the
holiday
season.
You know? Yeah. It's the best part of the holidays without, you know, the family.
But there will be booze, right?
Of course. Will always be booze.
My God, please.
With a company that seems so into pirates, I would assume there would be.
Well, there's always grog.
Yes.
There's so much grog.
Yeah. We also have sword razors where we make our own grog.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true. Yeah, those are like monthly parties that we throw, like mini fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
We make a little bit of money at them, but essentially they're to start a community, which we've begun already this year.
If you're really making grog, I want to be part of this community.
Oh my God, you got to come. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I mean, it's dangerously good.
It's my own personal recipe.
Dig it. So more information, locales, I should say, for Bully Me Down is LOM Theater with an ER dot O-R-G or
correct.
Com?
That's correct.
Dot O-R-G. All right.
Right
excellent.
On the first page. Just scroll down and you'll see all the venues and dates and times that we will be there.
And you're on the Facebooks and the tweets and the Instas.
Oh, yeah. It's all that stuff.
Yep. Right.
Dig it.
Awesome.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Super it was fun. A pleasure.
This is great. Show.
Thank you, Nolan and Welland, for hanging out after the show and for, as I said, fighting the good fight. You can catch Bully Me Down at various locations throughout Brooklyn through May 21st, 2014. Head to lomtheater.org, and that's theater with an E-R, for a full list of dates and locations. Thanks to you for listening into the podcast. If you dig it, give it a like on Facebook, facebook.com/GoSeeAShow. Follow at GoSeeAShow on Twitter, and rate and or comment on the show's iTunes page. Until next time, go see a show.
Awesome. Okay,
thank you very much. Come back again in a week.
Yeah.
It'll be a new show.
Where are we in a week?
I don't know.